What the heck? Amen. Appreciate it. We're in a series this morning called Prevailing Prince. Can you say that with me? Prevailing Prince. Get it down. Prevailing Prince. We'll be in this series 3 or 4 weeks. One more time. Prevailing Prince. We're going to look at Israel. And it ain't like a little geography lesson. We're going to look at it from God's perspective, from His Word, also from past events, even current events, and even future events. But Prevailing Prince is the title of the series. And you're going to learn why we call the series Prevailing Prince. So I want you to know that. Get it down in your mind. Let's go with the message this morning. Looking at it today. All right? You pull out a map today, and that's what it looks like over in the Middle East. All these nations around that little star represent Muslim nations. Okay? Israel stands alone right there in the middle as the only nation that is not practicing Islam. That's who they are. They're right there. Pop it up, Raj. Come on. So today we're going to talk about them. They are the prevailing prince in God's Word. They're the prevailing prince in that area. Okay? Some people are like, why we support Israel? Why we ever? Did you just see the map or what? Say. Amen? And we're going to find out there's biblical reasons to support it, but even if it wasn't a biblical reason, it sounded like a pretty good reason to try to support over there so that we could have some kind of peaceful presence before the whole planet blows up. Are you listening? Say. So we're going to talk about stuff like this over the next several weeks. Prevailing Prince. When you open your Bible, it starts out in Genesis 1:1, within the beginning God created heaven and the earth, and you find out how He did it. And you find out that you came from Adam and Eve, if you want to believe God. And you'll find out stuff like that. You'll find out how they had children. You'll find out how the planet became populated. You'll find out there's a guy named Noah. You'll hear about a flood. You'll hear about basically starting over and the planet becoming populated again. You'll hear about how do we get our different languages? You'll hear and see from the Word of God how languages were confounded. Okay, so that's what you have in your first 11 chapters of your Bible. Got it? Say. We're looking at a biblical view of history today on the nation of Israel. That's our message today. And that's how your Bible starts out. And then you come to chapter 12. And let's pick it up right there, Raj. Let's look at it. Chapter 12 today. So we'll be in the book of Genesis, but we're going to be in a lot of places today. So if you have your Bible, you can follow along. You also just watch here on the screen with us. The time's around 2000 B.C., and the man's name is what? Say it with me. Abraham. Now hang in. I need your help today now. Come on. His name is what? Abraham. The time's about 2000 B.C., and this is what your Bible's telling you. Okay? So this man Abraham comes along, and he's called of God. We're talking about Israel. Where'd they come from? Well, if you hang in here, you're going to find out. He called Abraham. Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, that was his name, changed it later to Abraham, get you out of this country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto, say it with me, a what? Land that I will what? Show you. Now we're going to use some other scriptures, because this is all throughout the Bible. Today we'll be in Hebrews a little bit, but we'll be a lot in the book of Acts chapter 7, because there was a mighty man of God who was preaching a message and giving a history lesson. He was killed for his history lesson, by the way. His name was Stephen. So we're going to get a lot of our info from him as well today to keep us on track. Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for a what? An inheritance, he did what? Obeyed, and he went out, say that last part with me, not knowing where he was going. He's called the father of faith. He's called the father of the faithful. He's called a friend of God. No wonder God called him his friend. God told him, hey, you come with me. You go with me to a place that I'm going to show you. And you know what he did? He did it. He did it. And so God led this man. So that's where it all starts out. Acts 7, Stephen giving a little history. He says, men and brethren, fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, get you out of your country and from your kindred, and come into a land which I shall show you. So the first thing we see is Abraham's calling. Who called Abraham to go? Somebody tell me. God did. This is the beginnings of Israel. This is the beginnings. This is the root of the Hebrew people. Do y'all understand that? You got that in your mind? I want you to know this. It's really important. Why am I doing this? Why he's just messing with me? I ain't messing with you. I'm trying to help you. Okay? I want you to know this. You can get sucked in today. You can get sucked in today thinking that Israel, ooh, I hate Israel. They're our enemy. Have you lost your mind? I want you to know some things from the Word of God. If you call yourself a Christian, you're a believer in this book, let's get it down. And learn that God has a plan. And part of his great plan is the people of Israel. Okay? So hang in here. It just might be interesting. You never know. His commission from God. So we see he's called. Come go with me. Okay? I'm going. Then he commissions him. Now this is really important. Oh, you need to look at this. Here we go. Watch what pops up on the side. Matter of fact, yeah, we'll see it and you're going to help me with it. Here we go. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and I will bless them that blesses you. I will curse him that curses you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be what? Blessed. This is a huge covenant that God made with Abraham. It was not conditional. Do you see God getting any opinions up here? Say. Ain't no opinions in this covenant. This is the way it is. This is it, man. This is the law of the land. Okay? I call you, you follow me. You follow me to a place I'm going to lead you. And here's how it's shaken down. I want you to learn this with me. I want you to say these things with me. Let's start at the top. Here we go. I will make you a great... Boy, we're going to start again. All right. We're going to be here till one. Come on. Here we go. I will make you a great... I will bless... I will make your name... You will be a... I will bless them that bless... I will curse them that curse... In you shall all the families of the earth be. Now you did good. Let's do it one more time. Here we go. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be. I think your view of Israel matters. I think I'm in that. I think I'm in that verse up there. I think I matter, and I think that my view of Israel matters even this very day. This is huge. This is an unconditional covenant that God made. This is a covenant that God says, this is the way it is. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to use you as a channel to bless all the families of the earth. I'm going to use you. Can you imagine him thinking that when he talked to him the first time? Like, what? This is where it all started with the man. What's his name again? Abraham. And we can't get into it all. Boy, you need to study the life of Abraham because it's really funny. He's going to bless him with a nation. He's old and he got any children. God can take care of the details. You follow him by faith. And that's what Abraham did. And guess what? He took care of the what? Details. That last thing, it says, in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. What is that talking about? Let's just look in the New Testament. Matthew 1, verse 1, you don't even have to go far. Just flip the page in the New Testament. There it is. The book of the generations of who? Jesus Christ, the son of who? The son of who? I found the answer. I found the reason they exist. This for all the families of the earth to be blessed, and a man who came to this planet and his name was who? Jesus. Hey, listen, if Jesus is going to be born of a woman, he's going to need a woman, ain't he? Say. He's going to need to work this plan out. God did this thing. And you're going to try to get to heaven by good works or something. That is really funny. You're going to go to get you some church membership, and that's going to get, that is really funny. God's going to do all this and let you up some other way because you're special. You ain't special. He loves you. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. We need a Savior. That's the plan. That's how old Gary got blessed, because I got a Savior now. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, so we're learning. Are we learning? Come on, we're learning. Israel, listen though, Israel was never considered the sole recipient of God's blessings to mankind. We're not to worship Israel. We worship Jesus Christ. Okay, that's who we worship. We don't worship Israel. Israel is a channel that God has used, is using, and will continue to use to bring forth events as he's laid out in his word. It's going to happen, okay? The Messiah that would come through the nation of Israel was always intended to be the Savior of all mankind. God wasn't scratching his head one day and going, you know, I'm the God of these Jewish people, and I think these other people need a God too. No, that ain't the way it worked, man. This was always God's plan. It was always Jesus, the Messiah. It was not just the Messiah to the nation of Israel. He's our Messiah. He's our Prince of Peace. He's our Counselor. Amen? That was the way it was always intended. How do you know that, preacher? From the Bible? Isaiah 49:6. And he said, is it a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel? I will, can you say the word also with me? Also. Also. Give thee for a light unto the Gentiles. That's me. That thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. And you, Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Has Jesus blessed your life, church? Say. Has he blessed your life? Can you got any good thing you can think of him, think he's done for you? Has he blessed you? Has Jesus Christ blessed America? We've been blessed, haven't we? Do you think the people that came here that believed in Jesus, they had anything to do with their faith, the way they loved God? Do you think it had anything to do with the freedom you enjoy today? Yes or no? In you, Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Amen? This is a biblical view. Now we're walking, we're moving. Amen? Here we go. He had a son. Now don't run out the door on me thinking I'm going to teach the whole Bible, but we're going to get a lot of it today. He had a son. His name was what? Isaac. And I just gave a little scripture. Look at it. Genesis 22. This was a miracle this boy was ever born. It was crazy how he came to be. And he tells Abraham, take your son, your only son. Isn't that sort of familiar language? Doesn't that sound almost like John 3:16, your only begotten son kind of thing? Amen? He tells Abraham way back when, 2,000 years before Christ, take your only son Isaac, whom you love, go into the land of Moriah, which is the location right now exactly where Jerusalem is, this area. Offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell you thereof. And so they're going, and little Isaac says, but Dad, where's the lamb? And you know what faithful Abraham said? And Abraham said, my God, listen, will provide for himself a lamb. for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And this is how this story unfolds. And Abraham, as he is there and to offer his son, does not have to offer his son. His son ain't going to do us no good. Is he? We need a righteous son. So God provided. Look at this. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and he offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his what? Son. And Abraham called the name of the place. Say this word with me. Jehovah Jireh. Whoa, I love that word. As it said to this day, in the mount of the Lord shall it be seen. God will provide. Will you say that with me? God will provide. Help me one more time. God will provide. That's your God. Isn't that great? Well, I don't like studying this stuff. Isn't it good to know that that's the kind of God you got? Say. Isn't it good to know that you're loved like that? He gave his only son for you. Isn't it good to know that if you'll follow him in faith like this man followed him, he'll be there for you. He'll provide for you. This is good stuff, man. Okay? So God will provide. Well, anyway, Isaac had a couple of boys, Jacob and Esau. And you want to really throw your mind for a loop? The Bible says, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. And that's God talking. If you're going to try to make God fair or fix God or put him in a box or figure out how he does everything, good luck. Happy trails. I know one thing. God has a plan, and it's my job to find out what that plan is and get on that road and stay on that road. That's the best way, and hang on for the ride, baby. He had a son, and he chose his blessing to fall on his son, Jacob. And you know what Jacob was? Somebody tell me what kind of person Jacob was. Throw a word out. He was a what? He was a supplanter. What else was he? He was a what? Liar, trickster, deceiver. Can God work in people's liars' heart? Can God use a liar, yes or no? Can God save a liar? Put your hand up, liars. Isn't it funny how we think it's about us doing, you know, we got to work this plan out, you see, because it's really all about how I do things. And you know what God says and what we see in the nation of Israel? It's not about you working things out. God has a channel of blessing, and he chose it to come through the nation of Israel. He chose to use these people, and he chose to use these different people so that all the nations of the earth could be blessed and his son Jesus would come. I don't know if you can wrap your head around. That's a lot to wrap your head around. So he had this guy Jacob. And you know what? Jacob deceived his brother out of his birthright and of his inheritance and blessing, basically. And Jacob was scared to death, and time goes by, and he went on his way. And one day, some angels of God met Jacob, the Bible says. And he's scared to death. Not just of the angels, he's scared to death because his brother's coming on the very day. God's timing is perfect. And the messengers returned to Jacob saying, we came to your brother Esau, and also he comes to meet you with 400 men. Then Jacob was greatly afraid, and he was distressed, and he divided the people that was with him and the flocks and the herds and the camels and the two bands. And Jacob said, oh God of my father, Abraham, and God of my father, Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country, unto thy kindred, and I'll deal well with thee. Is this how you're dealing well with me? Go get me killed by my brother today? And look what happened. The name Israel. Where did it come from? Came right from here, right from this passage. In case you think I've lost my mind this morning. Why am I talking about this crazy man? Genesis 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. Later that night, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. This is weird. You ever wrestled with God in your spirit? Can somebody relate to that at all? Wrestled with God in your spirit? Well, let me tell you something. This ain't just a spirit. I mean, it's actually the spirit, but it's in man form, and he's wrestling with him. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, have at it. You do it your way. God has a plan. He's a crazy God. So Jacob is, this angel's wrestling with him. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him,
I mean, Jacob is going after this guy too. Don't mess with Jacob. They're wrestling. And so when he sees that he's not prevailed against him, he touches the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh became out of joint. Don't you be thinking you're messing with me. Oh, God. So this is what's happening. Pop that back, Raj. And so it was out of joint, and so he wrestled with him. Keep going. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, Jacob said, I will not let you go, except you do what? Bless me. Isn't this a crazy story? He's wrestling with an angel. He's giving him a fit. Angel goes, I got to pop this boy. He won't let him go still. Man, if you knock my leg out of joint, I'd probably say, okay, you won. Not Jacob. Amen? And so he says, I won't let you go. Do you bless me? And he said unto him, what's your name? He said, my name's Jacob. He said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but what? Israel. For as a what? Prince. You have power with God and with men, and you have what? I believe I got our title of our series. Prevailing Prince. What does the name Israel mean? It means prevailing. One more time. What does the name Israel mean? Prevailing. An interesting thing, and I could go cuckoo in this. I've asked the Lord to help me not go crazy on the stage this morning. Because it's crazy. All over the place. But the point is this. Did you see the map we started with today? Did you see the map we started with today? How can something that big out of this big, when all this big, is Islamic, Muslim nations, how can this big even still be standing? I'm going to tell you what, my friend. It goes back to an unconditional covenant that God made. And says, Israel, you are a prevailing prince. And I'm going to help you. You in your lifetime, me in my lifetime, we're seeing something right now that should, when we look at it, and look at what's going on in our world, and hear a guy named Ahmadinejad get up and would love to push them into the sea. He says it right at the UN. Right now, wanting to make some kind of nuclear weapon. And I believe if you peeled a guy like an onion, you'd find out the reason he wants to make that weapon is to destroy Israel. And that's not far. Is that far-fetched? Is that like not about normal thinking, I'd say. So this matters to you. What I'm talking about matters today. It's good for you to have your faith and know that what kind of God you serve. You know God's good for it, say. He's good for this. So this is how his name was changed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. He said, wherefore is it that you ask after my name? So Jacob won't know his name. You don't know my name? I don't know your name. Jacob's tough as nails, ain't he? Say. And you know what the angel of the Lord did? He did what? He blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, or Peniel. For he said, I've seen God, say it with me, face to face, and my life is preserved. Only God could take a guy who was a fool, who was a trickster, who was a supplanter, and put his blessing on him and see great things happen out of his life. That's the story of my life. I'm the fool. I'm the crazy guy. I'm the lost guy. And you know what? When you put your faith in Jesus Christ and he puts his power in your life, did you know you can do anything? With him with you, I can do all things through who? Who strengthens me. I'm learning a lot as I'm reading this. Good stuff. Israel. It means a prevailing prince with God. Keep going. It means one who fights victoriously with God. That's what their name means. Did they come up with that name, say? Did they get real clever over there in Nation of Israel? We're getting together in a room and we got to come up with a name. Oh, no. No, no. This is God's name. And God stands with them, has through all of history. You'll see it. It always ain't pretty, but God's always there. We got to go in a little further, and we're going to keep trying to move. We're not going to keep here all afternoon, but are y'all all right so far? Say, don't give up on me now. Come on, hang in here. He had 12 sons, or 12 what? Tribes of Israel. And there's the map. You can see them. Find any Bible that has some maps in the back, and you'll see them. So what I'm talking about is history. This isn't gobbledygook. The Bible tells you this, but at the same time, it's backed up with historical and geographical data. This really happened. Acts, Stephen speaking. He gave him the covenant of circumcision, and so Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him to the eighth day, and Isaac begat who? Jacob. And Jacob begat how many? 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs moved with envy, and they sold their one of the youngest brothers there. What's his name? They sold him into Egypt. You ever read about that in the Bible? Why did he get sold into Egypt? They're just bad people. No, they sold him into Egypt because God had a plan. Amen? You ever been messed over and things happen bad in your life and you wonder, why in the heck has this done happened to me? Hey, sometimes I don't understand it all, but God's a sovereign God and there's a plan for my life. Amen? And that's what happened to Joseph because he's in Egypt. But God was with him. God was with him. And he delivered him out of all his afflictions. And God gave Joseph favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor. Come on. Why? It goes back to Abraham. I'll bless you. All the families of the earth are going to be blessed because of you. And God knew he's going to have to do it if it's going to happen. And God did things like this. Made a guy who was a slave sold by his brother should really even be dead. He shouldn't even be alive. He elevated him through time, hard stories, accused of rape, all these kinds of things. Remember? And made him governor. Why? So that when the famine came, it was so hard, there would be a place to feed those brothers and to keep them alive. Isn't that a great story? Is that a good God or what? Whoa! Over the next 400 years, these tribes would multiply into what? Millions. Oh, and you want to believe your little way. Oh, brother, if I was you, I recommend highly believe in the God of the Bible. He'll smack down any other false religion. He'll knock them right upside the head all day, 7 days a week. Amen? I'm telling you. You who believe in Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. You ought to realize, man, my feet is anchored in something that's immovable. He's a great God. You might screw up. He never does. He's faithful. He's a great God. This is what I'm learning. Then a guy came along. What was his name? Moses. Because we got to get them people out of where? Egypt. I thought the Bible was just crazy stories all put together and they don't make no sense. Look at them. Well, now I'm learning. Look. Making more sense. And one of the keys to the whole thing is God's hand of blessing on Israel. Them being a channel so that all the families of the earth could be blessed in a Savior whose name is what? Jesus Christ. So Moses came along. Stephen giving the story. Then another king arose which didn't know Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred and evil entreated our fathers so that they cast out their young children. Isn't that something like what the Bible says? Doesn't the Bible say that that's why Moses' mama had to go do with him what she did? Say, put him in a little basket. I thought that was just in the Bible for Sunday school children. No, it's because God is raising up a deliverer. You understand? To the end that they might not live. In which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair and nourished in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up. Coincidence or not? Not. You mean God can do stuff like that, preacher man? He can if it's part of his unconditional covenant. Absolutely. If God says something, you can take it to the bank, my friend. If God says in His Word, if you'll confess with your mouth Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. You know what you ought to believe? If I believe what He just said, then I believe I ought to do that. And throw everything else in the garbage. And put my faith in His Son. Why? Because He said it. Because God, when He says something, He's good for it. Got it? He makes it happen, man. So Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him as her own son, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. Wasn't that really cool that that happened that way? All needed to happen that way. He was mighty in words and deeds. He was a full 40 years old. It came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children. It came in his heart. You think God put that in his heart? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. His plan went right. He thought he'd just go out and kill an Egyptian. That'd fix it. That didn't fix it. God said, fool, you ain't doing it. Going out there in that desert for 40 years. And you're going to learn some schooling at my school. And then he sent him back. When 40 years were expired, there appeared unto him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of what? Boy, that angel keeps showing up, don't he? He's the one that wrestled with Jacob. And now he's over here in a what? He's in a bush. You don't believe that bush stuff, do you, and all that stuff? Hey, friend, you just got a crazy preacher that believes it. Tell you that right now. My confidence is in him. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. As he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I'm the God of your father. Say it with me. The God of who? Wow. The God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled. You're still around. Yeah. I'm still here. Then said the Lord to him, put off your shoes, off your feet, the place you're standing is holy ground. I have seen the affliction, say it with me, of who? My people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning. I'm come down to deliver them, and now come, I'll send you to Egypt. Have anybody ever heard of something called the Exodus? Yeah. Amen? I thought the Bible's just gobbledygook. Your Bible's not gobbledygook. Your Bible's put together in a perfect manner. And it tells a great story of how God used a people called Israel to channel His blessing for us to have His Son. Amen? And the story ain't over yet. There's stuff still going to happen. Are y'all bored to tears? I'm not. I'm having fun. He brought them out after that he showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. So anyway, that's a biblical view of Israel. Got a couple more slides we're going to show, and then we're going to continue with another message next week, part two on this biblical view of Israel. But we're not done quite yet. Listen, hang in here, Raj. After the Exodus, God established a conditional covenant with Israel. Did y'all know that? Now this one over here was unconditional. This is what I'm going to do. Then he established something called the law. I don't like the law, all that stuff. That's God's plan. God did this. He said, basically, he established something called the law. We remember some of those, don't we, real good? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Don't take gods, you know, all that kind of stuff. Remember all that kind of stuff? Basically, though, inside this conditional covenant, God is saying, I will bless you if you adhere to what I've given you. I will curse you if you don't. As a nation, I will do this. So he lays down the law. The rest of Israel's recorded biblical history, when you read your Bible, is then a continuing cycle of blessing and punishment. Have you ever seen that in your Bible, how Israel's like they're God's people, but they go crazy on God? You ever done that? Say. Or you just always living for Jesus? You ever been chastened by God in the house? Can I see some hands? God, you did something, God just knocked you right out. Amen. Listen, keep looking at, when you read the Bible about Israel, they're like a yo-yo. Whoa! They're with God, they're against Him. They're with Him, they're against Him. But I want you to see that hand up there. Guess who's pulling the strings? Somebody tell me. He's pulling the strings. Aren't you glad you're connected to Him? Aren't you glad your yo-yo is connected to His hand? How many feel like a yo-yo sometime other than the preacher? Aren't you glad He's connected? Aren't you glad you connected to His hand like that? That's the God you serve. That's what I learn as I see him work through the nation of Israel. Regardless, throughout biblical history, Israel is blessed when they obey God, and they're disciplined when they don't. And so much of your Bible, as you understand, start reading your Old Testament, you'll flow and you'll see that. This period of time will last about 400 years as you read it. And then we'll close with this one today, Raj. Okay? How many remember the people of Israel in your Bible? They started looking at other nations and they wanted something. They said, give us a king. See, because God, they were theocracy. God was their God. And he used priests and prophets and people over them. But one priest, his sons were crooked. They didn't like them. And that's true. You should not like them. So they wanted a king, and it upset Samuel so bad. Y'all remember, yes or no? And then God said, all right, they want a king? I'll give them a king. Let them have a king. So they chose the best-looking guy, the guy that everybody would choose, and his name was what? Saul. And the nation is united under this man named Saul. Was he God's man, yes or no? No. Wasn't God's man at all. And so God knocked him down, put him down because of things that he did. He made an offering he shouldn't have made to the Lord. He wasn't God's man. And so he chose this fellow. What's his name? David. A nobody that nobody noticed. Not even his own daddy noticed him. Jesse. Called everybody but him. Isn't it amazing God's plan? Say. Isn't it amazing the intricate details to which God channeled his blessing and his son through David? So David was made king. Was David a mighty king? Yes or no? Yes, he was. Was he a sinner? Did a crazy thing? Did God judge him based on his law? Yes. Lost his family and his children. His boy came along named who? Solomon. Wisest man. Did Solomon have all kinds of problems and screw up? Sure did. And we'll pop one more slide, Raj. And here's what happened. And we'll talk about it next week. Hope that you'll come back. Their combined rule will last about 120 years. And then this happened. The kingdom of Israel then becomes what? Divided. Can God fix it? Can God make it work out? I feel like a Batman show. You're going to have to come back next week. Amen? And let's continue our biblical view of Israel. And I hope if you are bored to tears, I hope you slap yourself on the way out, because this is so much of the Bible. And it's so important for you to know. What did I learn today? Here's what I learned. All the nations of the earth shall be blessed through his son Jesus. He had to get him here, didn't he? Say. He used the nation of Israel, channeled right through. Woo, woo, woo. And we ain't even there yet. But he brought us Jesus. What I learned today, trying to get up any other way, you a fool. That's the dumbest thing ever. I know that's strong talk today. But if I could shake you, rattle you, what am I going to do? This is the word of God. One son, Jesus. He went through all this so you could be saved. Are you saved today? Do you know Christ? Will you bow your knee today? Would you humble your... Would you say this today? I'm not God. You did all this for me and gave me your son. And you telling me all I got to do is believe? That's all you can do. You think Abraham could have pulled this off by himself? Yes or no? Of course not. And you can't pull it off. You need Jehovah Jireh, God, to provide a lamb. And guess what? Somebody tell me, he did. Jesus. Would you tell him today, I believe in your son. I accept him and no one else. I'll follow you, Lord. Have you done that? Let's stand together. Father, thank you. Thank you for your precious word. Thank you for being the one that calls the shots, that pulls the strings, so that I can have a Savior, so I can be saved. Thank you for that, Lord. I pray if there's any here today, if there's one here today who can hear all of this amazing stuff that you did to get us Jesus, and they've not truly believed in Jesus, I pray today would be their day of salvation. Just like you promised in Isaiah 49 to be a light to the Gentiles for salvation, I pray today would be their day, and that this story is still changing lives. Oh God, speak to their heart today. Humble them today so that they can say yes to you, Jesus Christ. We pray in your name. Amen.